Don't worry. Coach, he taught me how to use an opponent's strength and weight against him.
Well, then that guy is in serious, serious trouble. All right, you go get him. Let's go. Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on.
It's me, Monica.
Who else would you be?
Well, earlier when you were coming to, you called me Fran. Can I just tell you how proud I am of you?
It would be nice after hearing 20,000 people chant, "You suck."
Yeah, I thought you were nuts at first. I did, but you did it. And now you can just look back at this whole thing with no regrets.
Look back?
You're not going to keep going, are you?
Well, let me ask you a question. Am I the ultimate fighting champion?
Well, no, but...
Well, I'm not going to stop until I'm the ultimate fighting champion.
That guy stood on your neck until you passed out.
Let me tell you a story. When I set out to create Moss 865, do you think it just happened overnight? No. There was Moss 1 that burnt down my dad's garage. There was Moss 2 that would only schedule appointments in January. And 862 others that I learned from, just like I learned from this fight, never to let a guy stand on my neck.
You didn't know that already?
Look, I'm going to get better. Okay, I promise you.
Okay. Just get a lot better. Fast.
Oh, one other thing. Ho Chi thinks that you being ringside may have affected my concentration.
Yeah. That was the problem.
Hey.
Hey, how long until Pete's fight?
About 5 minutes. Right now they're interviewing his opponent. Apparently he trains by going to Iran and pulling the arms off thieves.
Hot dog?
Four, please. I'm really nervous. Thank you.
So, Ross, how did it go with Bonnie?
Oh, I gotta tell you, I wasn't expecting to like her at all. I mean, I actually wasn't expecting to like anyone right now, but she's really terrific.
Oh, it's too bad.
No, I'm saying I liked her.
Yeah, you know what? There are other fish in the sea.
Thieves, I think she's great, okay? We're going out again.
Okay, I hear you. Are you capable of talking about anything else?
Hey, which one's my turkey burger?
The one next to my foot. Sorry.
Hey, fight's starting.
Okay, we'll be right in. So, could your boss try to slap you again today?
9 times. Okay, I had to put on lotion. But it's going to be okay, because as of tomorrow, I'm conducting an experiment, and if all goes as planned, my butt will be smack-free.
Fight's over!
Excuse me, Doug? Hey there, sports fan!
Bing! You got those numbers for me?
No, I didn't do them.
Oh? You forgot?
No, I just didn't do them. Instead, I hung out with some friends and had a couple of beers, so I certainly don't deserve any praise, verbal or otherwise.
Well, I got tanked myself last night. Pretty dicey drive home. Tappan-Zee Bridge never looked smaller. That's okay. You're still my number one guy! Bing!
Duck! I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the way that you express yourself.
Oh, is it the swearing? I mean, is it the constant swearing? Because I gotta tell you, if it is, well, you can just kiss my ass, huh?
No, it's not about the swearing. It's more about the way that you occasionally concentrate your enthusiasm on my buttocks.
Oh.
Oh, and don't get me wrong, I appreciate the sentiment. It's just that I have a rather sensitive posterior. And besides, it's making all the other guys jealous.
No, say no more, you know? It takes guts to bring this up. Bing! You're okay.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather live in the shirt pocket of a sweaty giant or inside his shower drain? Oh my God. Phoebe, look, it's Ross and that girl.
Big flip.
No, no, look at that. It's a line of ants. They're working as a team, Amy. Right, oh yeah. Wow, oh, it looks like Ross is breaking up with her. Oof, I hope he lets her down easy. Let's go.
Come on, Phoebe, look at that. They're not breaking up. Look at them.
Okay, that, you know what that is? That is a second date. That's what that is. Look at that. She just put her hand on his thigh. Oh, no, that really is nothing. She's very sexually aggressive.
Oh! Phoebe, this is all your fault. Now he loves her, he's gonna marry her, and this is all your fault.
You said it was okay.
You said she was bald.
Was.
Okay. Phoebe, we just can't let it happen, okay? We have to do something, but we have to break them up, okay? You just go in there and, like, shave her head. You owe me one bald girl.
Okay, first of all, breathe. Second of all, I don't get it. Aren't you the one that decided you didn't want to be with Ross?
Yes.
Well, isn't he your friend? Don't you want him to be happy?
Yes.
So?
I just, you know, I didn't expect him to be this happy so soon. Ugh.
Oh no.
What?
Oh, we killed them all. Oh!
It's okay, it's not as bad as it looks. It's a precaution. I'm not supposed to move my spine.
Please tell me you're stopping now.
I'm fine. I'd fight tonight if they let me. Now, see this circle I'm marking off here? This is my zone of terror.
You are insane. You've got to give this up.
I can't until I'm the ultimate fighter. I will do it. I'm telling you, the day will come when children will argue over who will win a fight, me or Superman. Now, I'm not saying I can beat Superman, but, you know, kids are stupid.
Sit down. All right, please, listen to me. You are terrible at this, okay? You are the worst ultimate fighter ever. Ever.
You know, I have a torn rotator cuff, a hairline fracture in my right forearm, and a severely bruised Adam's apple, but that really hurt.
Well, then, you know what? I care about you too much to watch you hurt yourself like this. So if you have to do this, then you're going to have to do it without me.
Well, if you're asking me to quit, then you're asking me to be someone I'm not. I've got to do this.
Then I've got to go. Bye.
Monica?
Yes?
Could you leave a note? Because I'm on a lot of painkillers now, and I don't know if I'll remember this tomorrow.
So, in conclusion, the lines all go up, so I'm happy. Great job, team. Tomorrow, 8:30. Phil, nice job. Stevens,
where you go?
Goldberg, you maniac. I love you. Bing, good job. Couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, excuse me. I forgot my briefcase, you know.
By accident?
Of course you did. Forgot something else, too, you bastard! Yeah. What about you? You're not feeling left out or anything, are you?
No. No. Not at all. That's ridiculous.
Everybody else got one, and you want one, too, don't you?
Yes, yes, I do.
Now get on out of here, you!
Pete Becker is circling the ring now. Looks like he's just trying to feel him out. Oh, Bruiser is charging.
Run, you crazy rich freak.
No, I can't watch this.
Check it out. He's winning. Pete's winning.
Really?
No.
Uh-oh. Bruiser has Becker on the canvas and is going for his favorite area.
Oh!
Wait, if that's his favorite area, why is he being so mean to it?
This is ironic. Of your last two boyfriends, Richard didn't want to have kids, and from the looks of it, now Pete can't.